What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about the Callahan firing, our waiver wire picks of the week, a review of last week, and Thursday's game. To start off with the Titans firing Callahan, I mean, it makes sense. They suck. Like, really bad. Both sides of the ball, too. Offense and defense. While the defense isn't as bad as that offense, that offense was horrendous, at least, especially last week. That was some really bad football last week. Like, it wasn't even against the art of a defense. The Raiders aren't that good, and they still had, what, three turnovers?
Yeah. I mean, it's just atrocious.
Yeah.
And they're bad to watch. The only team that is worse to watch, well, there's two teams. Worse to watch, I think, offensively. Cleveland and the Jets.
Yeah.
And I would just group them all together and say they all suck. Cleveland's got the most potential of the three.
Yeah.
Right now. And it's not even close. Like, Cleveland's the only one of those three that has potential to kind of get out of that. They got a whole lot of better skill position players, though, too, I think. If they can get the quarterback situation figured out, that would be a big difference. They've got two kick butt tight ends in Cleveland. They have, I mean, Jerry Jeudy's no slouch, but that dude has got to get himself figured out because he thinks that he's like God's gift to receiving, and he's not, and he can just do whatever he wants. The dude sucks this year. I get that he doesn't have a great quarterback throwing the ball, but it's not like he's doing a whole lot to get himself open consistently.
Yeah.
I got off on a total tangent about the Browns when we're talking about the Titans, so sorry, buddy.
No, it's fine. But with the reports that Matt Nagy and Arthur Smith are the runners for the head coach position, is ridiculous.
I hope it doesn't come down to one of those two.
Both failed head coaches that went back to coordinator positions because how bad they were at head coaches, possibly getting another chance at coaching. I understand that Matt Nagy did have that one his first year as the Bears head coach, but I think that had more to do with the defense. That 2018 defense was. Yeah, but Matt Nagy should not have another chance. I don't think Arthur Smith should either.
Arthur Smith should not, but he would be a far better option than Matt Nagy.
Yeah, Nagy is, he will ruin your locker room.
He'll ruin the locker room? He'll ruin Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm. He 100% had a huge part in ruining Mitch Trubisky, I think.
100%.
But
I would say he's the reason Mitch Trubisky is not an NFL starter.
Yeah. But yeah, the Titans are going to do Titans things, so we'll see how that pans out. Waiver wire. I only have one player really for this week, and it's Kamani Vidal. He's at 32% still. So if you haven't grabbed him so far, I would grab him.
I mean, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be Haskins. I did. Mm-hmm. But Vidal, most certainly, I think it was like 70-30 on the splits between them. And Vidal did a whole lot more with what he was given than Haskins did. Haskins sucked.
Yeah. Man, he killed, Vidal killed it this week.
Everybody's going to go get him, and then Haskins will have all the carries next week.
Just like the Cardinals. They don't make sense.
I've got Bam Knight. Bam Knight was named the starter. I will see who named. I mean, that was like at the last minute on Sunday that came out. Adam Schefter announced that. He's only 12% owned right now. And then Tyler Allgeier, he's 35% owned. I would say he has some standalone value by himself, even right now, with Bijan playing. But if, God forbid, something happened to Bijan, Tyler Allgeier is a clear cut. He's getting like 90% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you own him on the end of your bench if you can? When he's only 35% owned right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go get him. I mean, he scored a touchdown last night on a 25-yard run to open the game. I'm not saying he's going to do that every week, but no. He gets enough carries and does enough with them.
He has that touchdown upside.
He's a flex option if you really like need a little bit of help. But just get him and put him on your bench if you need to, just in case. because he is really talented. He's just not Bijan talent.
Yeah, which that's really hard to get to anyways.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's insane to expect of anybody.
Yeah.
But receivers, I've got three. Kendrick Bourne is only 36% owned. And especially if Pearsall is out again, that's insane. Like, so, go get him if Pearsall's out again. All right, because Juwan Jennings, like, I would argue even with Jennings and Pearsall playing, I would go get Kendrick Bourne. Because Jennings, he's playing with, like, five broken ribs, man.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people who can't even
breathe. I don't know how he's playing.
With five broken ribs. Right. Like, that's a tough dude.
Yeah.
Luther Burden, 12% owned. Go get him. DJ Moore hospitalized. Who knows if he's going to play in the next couple weeks. I mean, he's not been ruled out this week yet either.
I mean, they put him back in the game.
I know, but I'm not sure they should have. And I think they did more damage.
Was it a concussion? I think so, right?
Because
I know it was from a collision.
So, Burden has already shown some flashes. If he's a regular starter getting more snaps, 12% on, man. Caleb Williams, he could sling it. Kayshon Booty just went off for two touchdowns. He's not going to do that every week. But that offense and that passing game is getting going. And you know that there's going to be receivers kind of going in. You know what I mean? Hunter Henry's not been as on fire lately, which means that the receivers have more options. He's only 9% owned. If you've got room on the end of your bench, I would go get him and stash him and see what happens.
Yeah.
Same thing with, so Mason Taylor, 36% owned. We talked about Theo Johnson for the last couple weeks. He's still only 22% owned. Harold Fannin, if David Njoku's out for any time, you got to go get Harold Fannin. But even with both of those guys playing, the receivers suck in Cleveland right now, with Cedric Tillman hurt especially. Jerry Jeudy's getting up in his feelings again, not doing it, like doing the same crap he did in Denver before he got traded out of there and then tried to show, hey, I am an alpha, and now he's acting a fool again. So David Njoku, even if he is playing, and Harold Fannin, they're the top two tight end or catching options there.
I mean,
he's only 27% owned. I'd go get him. And Evan Engram, the last three games, 6-7-7 in targets. Get him. He's 55% owned. I'd go get him in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Trade away guys like Trey McBride and go get one of these guys and get yourself an impact player.
Yeah. Trade them for a pretty high-end receiver or running back and call it a day.
Trade for Nico Collins. So you hear that, Fushi?
I don't think he'll take it, but who knows?
Does he listen to this?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Reviews for this week's games. So the Sunday morning game was Broncos and Jets. That was a bad game.
I didn't want to talk about it. It was atrocious.
Yeah. I mean, the Broncos won, but that was still a really horrible game on both sides.
The NFL should be embarrassed by that.
Yeah, that's just nobody played great. Rams, Ravens. Rams also killed them. Another bad game.
That was an embarrassing game for everybody, too, though.
But Kyron had a decent game.
Yes. That's about it.
Yeah.
You know what? Derrick Henry didn't have a bad game.
No. 24 for 122.
Yeah.
That's decent. That was about it. Puka got hurt. Hopefully he plays this week. Cowboys-Panthers. That was a pretty good game. For Bryce Young, too. 199, three touchdowns. Dowdle, again, is on fire. Who would have thought? 30 for 183. Four catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown.
He's got 400 insane yards in two games.
So I think it's close to three total or five
it's
total.
Over 400 rushing. He's got over.
So, 400. Just rushing. But that dude is on fire.
He's a gamer.
Yep. Cardinals Colts. That got really close.
That was a much closer game than I thought it was going to be.
Brissett led them back, which is crazy. Bobby Knight ended up out carrying Michael Carter. They had the same amount of yards, though. Jonathan Taylor had a decent, I would say a good game. 21 for 123 and a touchdown, four catches for 14. Colts won that one. But the Colts defense didn't look too great. I mean, letting up 27 to the card, or at least later in the game, they definitely didn't.
Agree. I was surprised.
Seahawks, Jags. Cam Little did not play great. I would say he played terrible. He did play terrible. I mean, the Jags just didn't play great. I mean, ETN had a bad game. Trevor didn't play terrible. Trevor played good, I'd say. I mean, his completion percentage wasn't great.
He had 7 sacks.
But he had yards and 2 touchdowns. Yeah, Brian Thomas had a great game.
Jackson Smith, Njigba.
You know who did not end up playing as good as some of us thought?
Sam Darnold.
Hunter Long. Sam Darnold had a decent game. He had 16 for 27. I mean, that's not great, but 295, 2 touchdowns.
You're just talking about T-Law's percentage.
Hunter Long didn't play great.
Hunter Long did not.
That was a bit of a letdown.
I was disappointed by that. He only had 3 targets. He caught 2 of them.
Munt only had 2, so it looks like he just didn't throw it to the tight ends.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really surprised by that.
Yeah. I mean, the Jags defense played horrible, which I think was expected. At least I expected that. Chargers Dolphins. Dude, that game was crazy. Second time this season that the Dolphins have given up the lead with 2 minutes. Well, less than 2 minutes left in the game.
So the Chargers are 4-2, but have had a couple of really close calls against teams that you wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Giants. Are the Chargers as good as we thought?
I don't know.
They lost to the Giants and the Commanders. Barely beat the Broncos, which...
That's understandable.
So I guess the only win that they have that I'm surprised that they barely won was against the Dolphins. But then, yeah. So 3 games in a row, well, they've kind of played down to competition.
Mm-hmm.
Not... Commanders are really good. I thought the Chargers had a better team than the Commanders.
I mean, A-Chain definitely kept that close. He's the only reason why they played good. Tua played horrible. 21-32, 205, 1 touchdown, 3 picks. That's a really bad game. Jalen Waddle ended up playing pretty good. No touchdown, though. He completed pass for 8 yards, 6 of 8 for 95. A-Chain went off. 16 for 128, 2 touchdowns, 4 catches, 6 targets for 22 yards. Waller ended up having a touchdown. Not many targets, though. Rookie tight end on the Chargers.
Gadsden.
Yeah. He had a pretty good game. 7 for 8, 68. McConkey's had a great game. He could be back. Not sure yet. He's had his last 2 games have been pretty good.
That was with Johnston out, though.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes when he comes back. Patriots Saints. Drake May was on fire this week. Going 18 for 26, 261, 3 touchdowns, 9 carries, 28 yards, and a 2-point conversion. Rattler played a Rattler game. New England was not good running the ball. They were pretty bad.
Neither of them were very good running.
Yeah. Henderson was 9 carries for 27, and Ramondre was 13 for 18. Oh, it's not even 2 yards per carry. Boutte had a huge game, 5 for 5 for 93 and 2 touchdowns. Demario Douglas was 3 for 4, 71 yards and a touchdown. Those two were the only ones that really stuck out on the Patriots receiving-wise.
Were you surprised Chris Olave, that Diggs only had 3 targets?
Yeah. I mean, he caught them all. Me too. For 28. That's not terrible.
I thought he'd get more volume.
Yeah. Olave had a pretty good game. 6 for 10 for 98. Just no touchdowns, but Rattler didn't throw for any anyways. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Taysom Hill had a rushing touchdown, but that's the only action he got in the game. Steelers, Browns. The Browns looked horrible. Like, really bad. But, I mean, I didn't really expect much from them anyways. I mean, I expected them to have a decent game. I mean, even Judkins didn't have a great game because they just couldn't get anything happening passing. Dylan Gabriel was 29 for 52, didn't have 1 touchdown at 52 attempts, and only had 221 yards. That's bad.
Yep.
That's really bad. Judy was 5 for 13, 43, again, throwing fits as usual. I wouldn't expect anything. Fannin had a pretty good game. 7 for 10, 81, with Njoku being out.
And 10 targets.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. If Njoku does not play, I would say Fannin's a must play, at least in your flex.
Sure.
Rodgers had a pretty good game, 21 for 30, 235, and 2 touchdowns. DK had one of them. He was 4 for 9 for 95 and a touchdown. So DK had a pretty big week. Titans and Raiders. The Titans did not play good.
Neither team played well.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect much out of the Raiders anyways with Geno starting. Honestly, I think they'd play better when who am I thinking of comes back?
O'Connell?
Yeah. I think O'Connell runs that team better, in my opinion. That you don't think he'll come back?
I don't think that he'll be given a chance to play.
I think they should.
I don't disagree.
I mean, they put up better numbers last year. And, Geno's ratio is horrible. Yeah, 7 for 10. 7 for 10. I mean, I don't know what they're trying to do. But Gentry didn't play terrible. 23 for 75. Not the greatest average, but he had a touchdown. Tucker was 5 for 5 for 70. Myers 4 for 4 for 39. I mean, just not a great game. I mean, not a good game at all. Bengals and Packers. Flacco's definitely better than Browning. So I wouldn't be too worried about starting either of the Bengals receivers anymore. I think you're safer to start them. It's definitely a safer play.
For the same reason we thought that we liked Jerry Jeudy with Cleveland, but that offensive line, as bad as Cincinnati's is, Cleveland's is worse, I think. Mm-hmm. And the position players are just better in Cincinnati.
Yeah. And way better.
Chase and Higgins with Flacco thrown to them are going to be very, I think both of them will be very fantasy relevant.
Mm-hmm. 49ers and Buccaneers. Mac Jones did not play great this week. 22 for 39, 347, 2 interceptions. McCaffrey had a great week. Receiving wise, I'd say. Rushing, he was 17 for 54. He had a touchdown. So the touchdown helped him a lot.
He was very fantasy relevant.
Yeah. Rashad White, he had another good week.
Fantasy-wise. He had a great week.
17 for 65. Not great on the ground. With a touchdown, 3 for 3, 21 yards. Warren had a huge week. He didn't even get a touchdown, and he put about 20 if you're in a PPR. 5 for 9 for 142. Great game. Egbuka, I think he's supposed to be missing some time, isn't he?
That's what they're saying. Nothing's definitive, but He's probably going to miss at least one, if not a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to get a MRI today, but nothing has been reported yet. But I think Cameron Johnson is definitely somebody to look into. Kate Otten definitely is, I think. Now, he's got to be. I'd be shocked if he isn't used. I would kind of question what the Buccaneers are doing if they're not using Kate Otten now. But Otten ended up having 6 targets, 5 catches for 51, so that's a pretty good day for him. Baker had a great game despite missing 2 of his top 2 receivers. 3 of them. Missing all 3. 17 for 23, 256, 2 touchdowns. That's a really good game.
Tez Johnson, watch out for him too.
Lions Chiefs.
That was a pitiful game.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Goff didn't even play bad. 23 for 29, 203, and 2 touchdowns. I mean, it's not a terrible game. Just, I don't know what went wrong. I mean, Gibbs wasn't averaging great. Jameson Williams had a pretty good game. 6 for 7, 66, and a touchdown. Amon-Ra didn't play too great.
I felt like they were inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Laporta had a great game. Kelsey had a pretty good game. Hollywood had a great game. Worthy had a pretty good, But, I don't know. Do not know what happened in that game, but the Lions seemed like they kind of fell apart. Bills-Falcons. This was a huge surprise to me. Falcons came out of the gate just shooting for the skies. Bijan and Tyler Allgeier had a touchdown at half. So did Drake London. had a receiving touchdown. So they killed it in the first half. They didn't do much in the second half. They had a field goal. That was it. Bills did not play great at all. Josh Allen, 15 for 26, 180, two touchdowns, two picks. James Cook was not, I mean, he was pretty good on the ground, 17 for 87. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's not a good game.
Kincaid being out definitely hurt them, but it's not like they don't have, it's not like they have a bad tight end behind them. They have Dawson Knox, who's still a pretty good tight end.
And kind of a touchdown pass.
Yeah, just, I don't know.
The defense has a lot of injuries. It's
horrendous. Yeah. That was a really bad defensive game
and
for them.
And Atlanta's defense is really pretty solid. And just, they put pressure on Allen all night.
Mm-hmm. Bears Commanders. That was a great game. Well, great end to the game.
If it had been reversed and they lost, would it still been a great game? Or would it?
No, that would have been a stupid game.
It still would have been a great game.
Them calling back that touchdown was stupid.
No, it wasn't.
It was stupid.
It wasn't.
It was stupid.
It's the rules.
You telling me that's a good call?
I said it's the rules.
I didn't.
So, yes.
I don't care if it's rules.
It was a good call based on the rules that applied.
When now, legal, hey,
I'll say wait, this.
It's rules that you got to cross the street at a crosswalk. Do you see everybody doing that? No? Exactly. So that was a stupid call.
I don't think
that
you
touchdown shouldn't have been called back.
Just because I disagree with the rule doesn't mean we shouldn't follow it. That's not.
We shouldn't follow it. Get rid of the rule.
Okay, get rid of the rule is different than what you said.
Don't follow it.
Oh my
Everybody
goodness.
Needs to just don't follow
is
that
it
rule.
Is it a
but,
stupid rule? Absolutely.
Yes.
Is it a stupid infraction? Absolutely. But it was still an infraction. It was still a penalty. That's the way it goes.
I don't know. I think the calling was just really stupid that game.
Your bias is showing.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people agree with me that the calling was very one-sided, and they still couldn't even capitalize on that.
It was one-sided?
Yes.
How many penalties? Keep going. I'm just looking.
DJ
Nine
Moore.
For the Bears and five for the Commanders.
And how many yards?
84 and 40.
Yeah. DJ Moore. He started really hot, but then he had that collision, and he ended up staying in the hospital overnight for observation. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. I would closely monitor that if you have him. Well, it ended up being a groin injury. It was a groin injury what he was in the hospital for.
Damn.
Huh.
That's not something to mess with.
So, but they ended up putting him back in the game, so I wouldn't say it was too bad then, right? But they kept him in the hospital.
If he was in the hospital overnight, I would say it's bad.
But yeah, DeAndre Swift had a huge game. 1,408, two catches, 67, and a touchdown. His touchdown was 55 yards.
Was it his best game as a Bear?
Maybe.
It's got to be close if it's not. It's got to be close if not.
Washington last year, he had 18-129, a touchdown. Purely rushing, no receiving. So it looks like he just plays really good against Washington. So, yeah, remember that for future. If you have DeAndre Swift, then he plays Washington.
Jaden Daniels likes to throw Hail Marys.
It only worked once. The game, I don't think, should have been this close in the first place. That touchdown should have been a touchdown. I don't care what anybody says. That was a stupid call. Troy Aikman, who was crapping on the Bears the entire broadcast, even said that he doesn't think it should have been called. There was no benefit for the Washington Commanders, or there was no benefit for the Bears if he was in it or out of it. I mean, yeah. I mean, Aikman said it was way too close to just call that. Aikman thinks it was a stupid call. And that dude is like the number one Caleb Williams hater in the league right now. He's got to be. He's up there. And you know when somebody else says that, it means something.
You're not wrong.
But it was just a great game for the Bears defensively. Pretty good game offensively. Caleb was 17 for 29, 252, one touchdown. He is on. Well, one passing touchdown and one rushing touchdown. He is on pace to break that 4,000-yard passing season for the Bears. Is Caleb going to be the first one?
Yes.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Every team in the NFC North is above 500 now.
Which that's really good. But yeah. Was terrible on the ground, like really bad. Kroski, 17 for 61, one catch, 7 yards. McNichols, 2 for 5, three catches, 30. That was just rough week for them rushing. Daniels was rushing pretty well. Zach Ertz had a pretty good week, 6-for-6, 43, touchdown. Debo was held pretty well by
the way he's been playing.
Yeah. Having Kyler Gordon back has really helped. That front line with TJ Edwards is definitely getting a lot of help now, too. I think it'll get better with whenever Grady Jarrett gets back. I think that I said that right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it only goes up from there when these players that have been injured all season start coming back. This Thursday game, Steelers-Bengals. I just don't expect that to be a great game at all. I mean, it could be decent. I don't know. I don't really trust either offense.
I don't trust the defenses.
No, but neither defenses play great.
I say DK, Higgins, Jamar, they all could have good, really good games. Yeah. I think Brown may finally break out with something here. For Cincinnati. And
Brown?
And I like, yeah. Chase Brown.
Well, Chase Brown. All right. I was real confused.
And then I was thinking Browning. I like Jalen Warren, unless he's not healthy enough. I mean, I just like the offenses a lot in this game.
Yeah, I like Warren, too.
It's unusual because I don't normally like offenses on a Thursday night game. Mm-hmm. I just think the defenses, specifically Cincinnati's, sucks. But I think that Pittsburgh's defense is susceptible to high-flying offense. And with Chase, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, that's very awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see Flacco having a really good game. So,
I think that he could throw a couple picks too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, normal Flacco
behavior.
You never
know with that guy.
I think the Bengals can win this one. I think it's just
I like Jamar Chase for 10 catches again.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see T. Higgins having a really good game, like you said.
That'd be cool to see for him.
Mm-hmm. Would that be his first big game of the season if he does?
Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
All right, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and comment. And let us know what you guys think. Thank you.